I think it has exposed some flaws in our waiver process, and ironically, our board meets. They hold an annual board meeting every year here on site, just because our whole board's here. So that's where we hold our March one. So they're meeting this morning, and I think there'll probably be some action out of that meeting that maybe fixes some of those things, and you know, probably improves competitive equity a little bit with schools competing probably in the classes where they belong. So that'll be an interesting thing to follow. You know, next week we'll have some information on that once it's finalized.
Yeah, because I think there is a balance. Like, I know, talking about football specifically, like, I think basically everyone would say that, like, Althoff in 1A, you know, they probably should not have been classified in 1A with the type of talent they had and everything. But, like, you know, there are some private schools like, you know, Newman and Sterling, I think, is a true small school. Like, Jacksonville Route, I feel like, is one of those schools, too, that are, they, you know, they play the small school schedule all year. So I think there is kind of like a delicate balance, but I think it's probably kind of hard to find that, because I don't think with private schools it's one size fits all. Because I think even like Hope Academy, when they play a small school schedule basically all year, I think there isn't a whole lot of complaints of them being a 1A team. So it's hard, I think, to kind of find that mix, right?
100%. And there's been a lot of talk among the membership. The multiplier right now is 1.65, and there's been a lot of talk, I think, because some of the private school enrollments are going down, that the response would be just raise the multiplier. But I agree with you. I come from that school of thought that I don't know that that's a one-size-fit-all, that Jacksonville Route and Yorkville Christian should be treated the same. They draw from very different, you know, sizes of communities around them. And so I think that hopefully I'm confident that we're going to be able to you know, put some ideas together, maybe to make that a little more dynamic, and maybe take into account success, maybe take into account, you know, the population you draw from, rather than just say bump it up to two or bump it up to three or whatever that might be. Because all the schools are definitely not created equal in that regard.